Welcome to Food Life Freedom, the podcast that explores the relationship between nutrition, our physical health, and our mental well-being. Today, we're exploring the role of weight loss dieting in health changes and what you can do if you want to avoid the diet cycle but have a health goal you want to work towards. I'm Emma Townsend, a UK registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor. I support clients to stop stressing over food rules and to naturally eat in a way that supports their body and mind. This episode is brought to you by Reclaiming Your Food Freedom, a 3-month supported program that brings you all the tools and support you need for a healthy relationship with food and your body. To learn more about how you can reclaim your food freedom, head to foodlifefreedom.com. And because we are all unique, this episode cannot offer personalized advice. Please use this as an opportunity to learn and explore, but if something does not sit with you, then it's not meant for your unique self. And if you have any health concerns, please seek personalized support from a registered healthcare provider. So let's dive straight into this episode on losing weight for health. We've all heard the health recommendations. If you just lose weight, you will improve your health, your specific condition, your risk of disease, etc. We hear it so often that it has become gospel. How could that advice be incorrect when it is so widely recommended? So I want to explore this a bit deeper. Why we hear this advice all the time? Does it help us improve our health? And what we can focus on instead if health improvement is a goal? So firstly, is this advice helpful to help us improve our health? So we can't physically take our weight or take our fat stores and just remove them. Weight loss itself is not a behavior that we have control over. Everyone's body reacts differently to behaviors we might do to lose weight. What we do know, though, is telling us to lose weight increases the shame and blame we feel towards our bodies. It tells us our body is wrong. It is a problem to be solved. It can turn us against our body. And blaming the body increases our disconnect with our body. It worsens body image, worsens our mental health, and makes us less likely to engage in health-promoting behaviors. We can't shame our way to health because our mental health is so strongly connected to our physical health. When we are seeking weight loss for health, our behaviors or changes we make will be focused on weight loss per se, and this can then take away the focus from our health goals or our overall well-being. When the focus is weight loss itself, the changes we make usually end up being quite different to the changes we would make if we think of health-promoting behaviors. The focus tends to be on restriction, such as restriction of calories, restriction of things we enjoy but aren't quote-unquote allowed. And this restriction creates a restriction mindset and invokes psychological and physiological changes inside the body. I spoke more about these changes inside your body in episode 1 on why diets don't work. But the problem with weight loss for health is we are still going down the diet path, and weight loss diets have a huge failure rate. Like, it is the norm to fail to lose weight long-term from dieting, not the other way around. And this is whether it's for our health or for other reasons. Most diet studies are very short-term. It is common that they only last around 6 months and rarely more than a year. And even then, dropout rates are extremely high. This shows that diets are just not supportive for a person's whole life and well-being. And when we do look at long-term studies of at least 2 to 5 years, the vast majority of people who did lose weight initially will gain it back. A 2007 review of long-term weight loss studies showed that up to 2/3 of people gained back more than they initially lost. So we don't actually have a single long-term weight loss study showing sustainable long-term weight loss. And this is not to say that people's bodies never change. Although most of our weight is actually determined by our genetics, bodies will also adapt to fit the environment at the time. And for some people, this is more so than others. Changing our behaviors and life may lead to weight loss for some people, but when the focus is on dieting for weight loss, we are driven to unsustainable, short-lived, and often unhealthy behaviors to achieve this. So even though weight loss is hard and not sustainable for most people, does weight loss itself lead to health improvement and then in some way it's worth it? Well, the research is really poor on this one. So a review from 2003 of shorter term studies, so up to around 1 year, that had measured health changes in people who lost weight, shows some improvement in things like blood pressure, for example, and that is correlated with the amount of weight lost. What they did not separate out in the study, though, was the impact on the behavior changes directly on health improvements. There is one study from 2004 where weight loss or fat loss was separated from all other behaviors or activities, and this was through liposuction. Participants had 28 to 44% of their fat tissue removed, but no changes in health markers such as insulin resistance, inflammatory markers, blood pressure, glucose, or blood fat concentrations were seen. The study was short term, so it was only up to 12 weeks post liposuction. We don't really have data on what happened longer term. But looking longer term in general, a review from 2013 of all available studies at the time that monitor health changes for at least 2 years following weight loss interventions did not find that health improvements were maintained longer term. And there's no clear long-term data that we see improvements in health from weight loss dieting. Considering that most people gain weight following a weight loss diet, frequent weight loss attempts are more likely to lead to weight fluctuations or yo-yo dieting. Some large-scale studies, such as a 20-year study and a 32-year study, found increased mortality from having more fluctuations in weight, and also increased death and illness from heart disease when weight has fluctuated compared to being at a stable higher weight. So frequently trying weight loss dieting should not be recommended for health. So considering this, why do we constantly hear we should lose weight? What we see in research is a correlation between high body size and certain illnesses or diseases. In very poor research quality, or when the research is looked at from a place of weight bias, the conclusion is higher weight per se is the cause of the poorer health. But just like studies claim weight loss is the answer to health outcomes without considering any of the other things that were changed, such as health education, eating behaviors, access to healthcare or nutritious food, physical activity, etc., we see the same thing with weight status and health outcomes. So a correlation does not equal causation. This is research 101. For example, there's a correlation between eating ice cream and shark attacks. If we were to use the same mindset as we do with weight loss research, we would be researching why sharks like ice cream, what chemicals ice cream releases through our skin that attract sharks, how the smell of ice cream on the beach attracts sharks. But we don't, because we know correlation does not equal causation. And in this case, more people eat ice cream in summer and more people go to the beach in summer. Warmer weather is the cause of each. So coming back to the correlation between higher weight and poorer health, there's so many correlating factors that are very rarely taken into account, such as weight stigma. And weight stigma is the discrimination in our society towards higher weight people. This includes physical discrimination, such as public chairs not being designed to fit all bodies, or medical equipment not being designed to be accurate in all bodies, as well as the psychological impact, such as increased bullying, body shaming, discrimination in the workplace, and lower pay rates, just to name a few. When weight stigma is controlled for, the correlation actually disappears. Other correlating factors not normally controlled for are food behaviors, eating disorders and disordered eating behaviors, mental health, physical activity, poverty, and the list goes on. Weightless recommendations that push the blame to the individual are a lot easier than changing the bigger and much more complex health determinants that exist. And the diet industry makes a lot of money from telling people to lose weight. So what can we do instead? Health is complex. It is much more than just what we eat and how we move. In fact, the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, estimates only about 10% of our health status comes from our choice of food and movement. Much of our health status comes from outside of our control, such as genetics and our environment and our financial status. Our mental health also plays a huge role in our physical health, but our mental health can so often be worsened when the focus is on weight. There is no morality to health, and we should never feel blamed for our health status or a health condition. But that also doesn't mean you can't choose to make some changes for your health if that is your goal. In 2012, a study looked at health behaviors across different weight ranges and how this correlates with health. The different health behaviors they looked at are fruit and vegetable consumption, exercising regularly, having alcohol only in moderation, and not smoking. What they found was if none of these health behaviors were met, then everyone, regardless of body size, had worse health outcomes. But those in higher weight bodies did have a higher risk of poor health. But as soon as someone has just one of these health behaviors, those in higher weight bodies had a huge decrease in health risks and were very similar to other weight categories by that stage. By the time all four of these health behaviors are met, everyone in all weight categories had improvements in health, and there is no difference in health risk for those in higher weight bodies compared to those in smaller weight bodies. The takeaway is it's not as trendy as the latest diet, but coming back to these basic health behaviors in a way that feels sustainable and fits in with your life is what matters, not what you weigh on the scale. Also in 2001, a review study of all available research on fitness and physical activity found that health risk factors associated with higher weight are improved with physical activity with or without weight loss, and that weight loss is not consistently associated with lower mortality risk, whereas improvements in fitness and physical activity are consistently associated with health improvements. So what does this mean? We should not be exercising to quote unquote lose weight. If we choose to increase our activity, we should do this for all of the physical health, mental health, and general well-being benefits. There's no perfect way to move. Find movement you enjoy or maybe just feels sustainable for you and check in how your body and mind feel from it. Finally, your mental health is important no matter your body size. If health advice or health changes make you feel a distrust with your body or blame and guilt over your health, it's not healthy and you deserve better. Your relationship with food and body is the number one step in healthy eating and healthy behaviors. Intuitive eating, which I would dive more into in later episodes, is a self-care eating framework that focuses on developing a trust and connection with your body as your number one guide to your eating and self-care needs. And nutrition knowledge is used to support and empower, but not take over from your body knowledge. And intuitive eaters who prioritize their relationship with food and body are found to have improved physical health markers, improved mental health markers, lower disordered eating behaviors, and an overall increased quality of life. So what is the real reason you want to lose weight? We live in a world that places value and morality on thinness. It is natural with the messages we are surrounded by to want to lose weight, to feel accepted, valued, more confident, etc. But we more frequently see weight loss attempts leading to disordered eating behaviors and poor mental health than any improvement in these areas. So So is it really just for health, or is it also the societal pressure to be thin? It might be both. To understand this, if you were to make changes that made your body feel good and improved your health, but you did not lose any weight, would you be satisfied with that? We know health improvements occur without weight changes. If we as a society and in our healthcare system really are focused on health, then we should be acknowledging the complexity of individual health, taking blame or pressure away from individuals, measuring specific health goals or general health, or just someone's quality of life and well-being, rather than putting the focus on weight. And we should be valuing mental health as just as important as physical health in all body sizes. If you have gotten something from this episode, do hit follow to see upcoming episodes and reach out on Instagram at food.life.freedom to help more people eat without guilt and feel at peace in their body. Leave a 5-star review and share with your community by clicking the 3-dot symbol at the bottom of the episode. For show notes and references, head to foodlifefreedom.com/podcast. And to learn how you can get personalized support, head to foodlifefreedom.com. See you next week.